school trips, unit studies, writing activities, kid businesses, art, and more. I'm your host, Julie Soule, longtime homeschool mom, shenanigan enthusiast, espresso drinker, and founder and co-owner of Soul Sparklets Art. I've helped thousands add creativity and joy to their homeschool, and I'm ready to help you too. Ready to get started? Let's go. The weather's beautiful, the birds are singing. Maybe you're itching to take a field trip and kind of wondering, where do you go? Maybe you've been thinking of the big places, and maybe you're thinking a little bit like, well, does it have to be a big place? Today, let's go over five field trips that are perfect for spring. Now, these aren't specific places in mind. That means that you don't have to fly across the country to go to any of them. These are things you can look for in your own area. And you're going to have to change them up a little bit depending on if you live in the desert or in a city. But these are things that are just perfect for spring and exploring no matter the age of your kids. I know that I've told my family that the day that I stopped being so excited about hearing the frogs wake up or something, then I know that there's something seriously wrong with me. So I'm just as excited as my kids to go on these every year. But let's go over some ideas in a quick list of five. So as you're looking for those things to do this spring, either by yourself with your kids or with a group, you kind of know what to look for. So the first is a flower field. What do I mean? Now here in Michigan, we have Holland, Michigan, that is, which has a sister windmill to one in actual Holland, and they have a tulip festival every year. The first time I went there, I did not realize how absolutely breathtaking it was going to be. The amount of different tulip types in particular was just incredible. Now, you might not have tulips where you are. You might have bluebells. You might have super blooms in the desert with the spring rain. I know that we were in Sedona and Scottsdale last year when they had a super bloom, and it was just as beautiful. But looking for those flower fields are a really beautiful way to study not only the flowers up close, but the insects. And gosh, the color is absolutely beautiful. The second is to look in your area for any kind of bird sanctuary. If you time this one right, you're going to want to go, for us, we like to go in mid to late spring because that's when the baby birds are all there. So our bird sanctuary specializes in geese, sorry about that, and waterfowl. So we have geese and ducks and swans. And around that time of the year, that's when all the babies are there. Now, they let you feed some of the birds at the bird sanctuary near us. But even if they don't, being able to see all of the babies is just a really, really fun time. Now, your bird sanctuary might be something different. If you live in Florida, it might be full of egrets. You might have a bird of prey area where you can go and visit owls. So it might not be the baby birds, but bird sanctuaries, birds just scream spring. If you're outside, you hear them just singing along. A third idea is to look for a farm or a barn in your area. Now, a lot of kids love animals, and these are areas that you might visit all throughout the year. But in the spring, chances are high, again, that baby animals are being born. Now, some of you might have the opportunity to even witness a type of birthing barn, but some others, there might be cuddles or feeding or just being able to see the little babies. The spring is perfect to plan a visit out to some kind of petting zoo or farm. If you don't know of one, this is also a really good opportunity to check your network. Check your network for anyone who knows someone who runs a local farm, because chances are really high that they'll let you just stop in for a half an hour or so and visit the animals as an opportunity to teach you, especially when you let them know that you're a homeschooler. Number four, ponds. Ponds are so much fun. If you have a pond around this time of year, you We'll see sleepy turtles, muskrats. We hear spring peepers, but frogs are just waking up. If you're lucky, you'll even catch a glimpse of a salamander. But ponds are one of those things that you'll also see those birds, not just at the bird sanctuary. You'll see the birds creating their nests, hanging out. You'll see them taking off and leaving, but ponds are a beautiful thing to celebrate. It's a really great unit study also, and also taking a tiny sample of pond water and looking at it under a microscope and just feeling that wonder all over again at the fact that there is just so much life inside a pond. If you're really lucky and you're able to walk around a pond, chances are high that you might even see some eggs there. So keep a lookout for that. But again, something really fun to study and to go on a scavenger hunt for. And lastly, something that isn't quite as alive, rocks. If you love rocks, fossils, minerals, gems, spring is the time for you. Because all of those storms, all of the rain, it causes a lot of churn. So you're going to find a lot more rocks and fossils along the shore than you're used to. Now, I live near the Great Lakes, so we have the benefit of the waves, but same thing is with shells. If there's a particularly stormy day in the spring, go down to the ocean, take a look and see what you can find. It's a really good opportunity to find those things. Over here, we have agates and uprolites and different kinds of fossils. There's even amethyst that can wash up on the shore. You could even be looking for driftwood or sea glass in order to make something of it and take it home and grab a hot glue gun and some string. But spring is a beautiful time to go and visit those places. Even though it's not warm enough to swim yet, it's a really nice time where you're not getting the, apparently, I have a frog in my throat. Must be because I'm talking about the ponds. It's a really great time to go down to anywhere where those waves and the rocks and the shells are hitting the shore, tumbling everything up. That just means that there's more to discover. So to recap, flower fields. Number two, bird sanctuaries. Number three, some kind of local farm or barn that's close to you. Number four, ponds. Number five, rocks, rocks, rocks. And if you've ever found something really exciting along the lakeshore or along the ocean, I'd really love to hear from it. Please don't hesitate to write us at podcast@soulsparklets.com. I would love to know, what are you discovering? What are you finding? And what do you find as the perfect spring field trip? Because I know I would love some more ideas. And when you write back, that allows me to share them with all of you. And then I'd like to take the time to thank all of you who have taken the time to leave us such a beautiful review. Your reviews, every single one, makes such a huge difference in how many people we're able to reach. That is, a single review can help us be seen by thousands of more people, and getting these creative ideas to make your homeschool more fun, more exciting for both your kids and for you too. Okay, everyone, till next time. If you have kids that are running away from writing instead of toward it, chances are you're feeling a little bit frustrated. But that's because so many writing programs out there have kids writing things like, "Tell me about your bedroom," instead of things that kids actually want to write. So I'd like to introduce you to the Delicious Diner course. What is it? It's a writing course for kids. It gets them writing effortlessly. They're having fun. They're creating their own delicious diner by marketing, writing help wanted ads, writing recipes, menus, learning about floor plans, writing, grammar, typing, entrepreneurship, and it's all through using Canva. There's even the first section of the course where I'm going to teach kids how to use Canva and how to get started. And if you're not familiar with Canva, you might really like watching it too. Canva is a graphics design software. You can use it completely for free. There is a paid version. You do not need the paid version in order to have fun with this course. But as an introductory offer, we are offering it for $10 off instead of $29. You can grab it for $19. It's a one-time purchase. It's for the entire family. Check the link in the show notes for the link to learn more and sign up. And make sure to come hungry.